Patterns of Praise, Disc 4, Lecture 7, Introduction to the Siddur.
All right, so the Siddur comes from what word? What word? Do you know? Seder. Okay. How many of you have been to a Passover Seder? Okay, several of you. So Seder means order. If somebody asks you in Israel, how are you? You say, Beseder, in order. That means I'm good. Okay, Beseder. We call the Mishnah is broken down into sections. Each section is called a Seder. So Seder Zeraim, order of seeds, agriculture. Seder Moed, the order of the festivals. Seder Nashim, the order of women. Okay, so let's go back to your Passover Seder. In the Seder, how many parts are there to the Seder? 15. And we did 15 blessings this morning in a row. Between the court of the women and the court, the upper court, in the temple, the closer to we get to the throne of God, which is what? Throne of God is where? The Holy of Holies. Okay, we're going to be always, we're moving up as we come to each higher courtyard. We ascend stairs. Okay? And so we're drawing closer. This is what we call making an aliyah. To go to the land of Israel is called an aliyah. To be called up to the bima, where the Torah is to make an aliyah. So a major objective of prayer and relationship with God is to ascend to Him, to ascend to God, to go up to Him. So I want to use the Passover Seder. We have, there are 15 parts to the Seder, and the first is called Kadesh. Kadesh. And it comes from, guess what word? Kadosh, right. It's the Aramaic form of Kadosh, which means what?
Holy.
And what does holy mean? To set apart, we have another part we have to add, with restrictions. And those restrictions are going to be who can do it, what they can do, when they can do, and so forth. So we do Kadesh because it's the first night of Hakamatzah, and it has a sanctification. It has a holiness. And when we raise, when we do the Kadosh, or when we do, excuse me, the Kiddush, or the part called Kadesh, we raise a cup in our right hand, okay? And in the cup, we have a glass of wine or a glass of grape juice. Now, what you're doing as you go through the Kiddush is you basically are making a vow to God that you're going to set apart this time, that you are not going to eat any chametz, any leaven. You're not going to, in fact, not for the night of the Seder, but for the entire week. Okay? You have entered into a time with God, and you are, by doing the Kiddush, you're doing a contract with God. Okay? So you are at the doorway. Okay, the Kiddush is the doorway into this holy time. And you're entering into an environment at this point that it has a boundary. And in that environment, we are agreeing to not do certain things and to do other things. Okay, so go to Isaiah 58. In Isaiah 58, if you'll go down to verse 13. If you restrain your foot because it is Shabbat, what does that mean? What? That's right. You don't go and do what you would do on other days because it's Shabbat. If you restrain your foot because it is Shabbat, refrain from accomplishing your own deeds on my holy day. If you proclaim the Shabbat a delight. In Hebrew, we say Oneg Shabbat. And customarily, we have a dessert during the Sabbath meal on Friday evening. that is called Oneg Shabbat, okay? The delight of the Sabbath or the dessert of the Sabbath. It says, and the holy day of Hashem honored. And you honor it by not engaging in your own affairs, from seeking your own needs, or discussing the forbidden. Now, I like the way it's worded here. Discussing the forbidden. On Shabbat, you're not supposed to talk about work. On Shabbat, you're not supposed to talk about what jobs you have to do next week. You're not supposed to talk about purchases. You're supposed to center in God. I made a mistake. One of the greatest parts of my life is I've made more mistakes just about than anybody. Okay? But we learn from mistakes. Mistakes don't mean a bad thing. If your attitude is, as I learn, I'm going to grow. Okay? So I have this good friend, and I think we even have some DVDs out there. I've known him for about 25 years, I think, Dale. He is a major rabbi in Jerusalem. He is ultra-Orthodox. In fact, Darren designed the cover for a couple times when he came down to my office and spoke. He's a Bratislava rabbi. Bratislava, okay? Orthodoxy is divided in all kinds of groups. You have the Lubavitchers, the Bratislavers, you have modern Orthodox. And generally, these groups are very, very different. But ultra-Orthodox, they are devout in everything that they do. Very meticulous. So, Rabbi Greenbaum, the last time he was with us, I went up and I asked him, it was Shabbat. He came and spent Shabbat with us. And I asked him, where do you go to next? And I wasn't even thinking. And he waved me off. Okay? So a friend of mine, he came and he said, boy, I made a mistake with Rabbi Greenbaum. I said, well, what'd you do? He says, I asked him where he came from before he was here. And he waved him off. Why? Because he was in an island of time. He wasn't worried about what he did before or what he's going to do after. He has restricted himself to being with God during this time. Okay? So it's even what you talk about. It's easy to quit working. It's not easy to quit thinking about work. And you have to discipline yourself in order to do this. Now, so the Kiddush is your entryway. Okay? I'm not going to talk so much about Shabbat or about those items. I'm going to talk about the Siddur, but I want you to understand some concepts as we're going along. So a lot of times people will invite us over and say, hey, come over for the Shabbat meal, and we're going to do the Kiddush. Okay? Everybody know what the Kiddush is? This is the prayer that you do that's the doorway into the Sabbath. It is where that you are saying, I separate myself to you at this time. Okay, so they will sing the Hagafin. The Hagafin is, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. And then they say, that's the Kiddush. That's not the Kiddush. That's the Hagafin. The Kiddush is the next prayer that comes after that. Okay, so at any rate, when we have... prayer has structure. And so we have this opening of Kiddush. Okay? And so then we'll go up to the next phase. And in the case of the Passover, it's Urchatz. I think it's Urchatz. Urchatz, which is the washing of hands. And the leader washes his hands. He doesn't say a blessing. And then you go to the next step. But here's what is basically seen as happening. I'll go come over here. Is when you are at Kiddush, when you say Kiddush, then you're at this level. You're at floor level. But when you go to the next step of prayer, you have climbed a ladder towards God. Okay? And so you go through that. And spiritually, it's not just going through the action, but through the evening, you're climbing 15 stairs. And these 15 steps are relating to the 15 steps that were in between the court of the women and the upper courtyard. In other words, remember that the upper courtyard of the temple was like the Garden of Eden. And so you're entering into, you can't just, poof, I'm here. There's a process you go through in order to arrive there. There are, in the Psalms, there were the songs that were sung by the people as they journeyed to the temple. Okay? Anybody know what those songs are called? Psalms of Ascent. Okay? And there are 15 of them. And these are to prepare them. So everything is, you're at one level, and as you go to the next step, it is to raise you spiritually. So the siddur, the order of the siddur in every service is designed along this concept, is that there's a part that you start. You're at the floor level. And then you rise to the next level, and you rise to the next level. But wait a second. It's more. We have in your siddur, and if you can take it out, we have, starting with when you wake up in the morning, Modé Ani. And we already talked about Modé Ani is this prayer that reminds us of the resurrection. And I love that concept of waking up in the morning and your first thought, instead of what I have to do or what a bad night I have, is you're thinking of that sleep. I've been through the rehearsal of death, and now I woke up, I'm in a rehearsal of resurrection. And that can change how you approach your day. Then you have the various prayers of preparing yourself. And you, as Darren mentioned, you have the prayer for going to the bathroom. Okay? That's a good prayer. It's a good prayer. And it takes the basis of human needs and it places it where that you thank God for everything. So your whole way is directed, okay? And so then, as we go through, we have the blessing for the Torah. On page 6, the Berachot HaTorah. Do you know what the word Berachot means? It means blessings. A bracha is a blessing, okay? So the Berachot HaTorah. You do this basically daily. And when you've done it in the morning, each time you go back and read the Torah, unless there's a special instance, you don't have to say the blessing for the Torah again, okay? So then you come up, we have all these morning blessings, the 15, okay? And so I see 15, and immediately I'm in the court of the women and on my way up to the upper courtyard. Okay, then we go through the section that's going to have the korbanot and the ketoret, the incense. And there are several reasons for this. One of the reasons that we have this in the siddur today is there's not a standing temple. So that the people would have the base information, they would have a starting point that would be constantly in their mind. Then we come to the Pesukei Dezimra, which are the praises. All of these relate to what was happening back in the temple, back in the court of the women, back throughout the land as the people are preparing for the actual service to begin in the church. And most of the people that attend the services, people arrive at the service, and that's when they start having their encounter with Hashem. When the service is over, that part ends. So here, I have a place in Israel that I love to go. It's a kibbutz. It's called Kibbutz Lavi. And it's up in the north. It means, Lavi means the heart. It was a British kibbutz. It's Orthodox. Back in the 90s. Back then, if we were seen praying in anything that looked like we were using a siddur, going through the prayers of the synagogue, we would usually be kicked out of the synagogue. I mean, kicked out of the hotel. Because the Orthodox would throw a fit. Now, everything's changed now. It has changed tremendously. And I won't say that you don't receive any opposition, but there are rabbis that welcome us now. At Kibbutz Lavi, they actually invite us to the services. And we go to the services, we get up around 6 in the morning. And we start preparing for going to the service. We go to the services, we're there for Shacharit through the Torah service. We're not sitting as spectators. The whole service is in Hebrew. There's not a word in English. But you are able to participate at whatever level you're at. After the service, then we go to someone's house. And we have the afternoon Shabbat meal. And we sit around and we talk about everything. We go back to the services. When we eat, we don't eat with the tourist. We eat, every family has their table down there. And they're sitting around eating their meals, and they sing in the Zimmerot, and we're sitting at our table, and we're singing the songs, and we're going through. We have arrived at Kibbutz Lavi. We wait for the day that we will arrive all over. But it's not a go to service, and that's the time you spend. That's your Shabbat observance. Shabbat is going to be all of Shabbat. It's going to be from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. And you just go from one set of prayers and one activity to another. And there's even a nap in there. And that's a holy nap. And it's given directly to, but the whole day is that you have an order of your day. From Friday night to Saturday evening when you do the Havdalah. And so you don't have a time that you go, you attend, and it's over. Now, the whole concept, and I'm going to come back to this, is before you ever get to the service, you go through personal, private prayers. So that when you arrive at the service, you are already at a higher plane. I don't know if I can communicate this. When you get to the Shacharit service, when the service starts, you're down here, you're at the beginning level of Shacharit. Okay? And you're going to go up through the service, and you're going to arrive at the end of that service, you are at a much higher level. Now, you don't go back down here to prepare for the next service. In other words, you're going to start the next service from this level. So here, if you can follow me, when you go through the morning prayers, they are to raise you up to a level that is higher than when you started, and that's where you start your Shacharit. So when you go to the next service, weekday Midha, in the Shabbat or a holy day, it's going to be what we call Musaf, but you're starting at a higher level. And then you go to the next service, and you're starting at a higher level. And so everything is designed to carry you up all through the day. And it's a totally different concept than what we had in the Gentile world. It's all-consuming, okay? But it takes a while to get into it. But once you get into it, you love it. Oh, by the way, what do you think is the most commonly or most often-read Jewish book in the world? A lot of people would say, oh, the Torah. No, it's the Siddur. The Siddur is the most widely read Jewish book in the world. So, the greatest part, and we have one in here, in one aspect, one that you always want to pay a lot of attention to, if in our little Siddurim here, if you will go to page 7 of the introduction, what does it say? Table of contents. Table of contents. Every siddur will have a table of contents. Always go to the table of contents. Now, whether this is an art scroll siddur, I borrowed this from Darren. This is published by Quorum Publishers. And this is the weekday siddur. Okay, so here, a friend of mine gave me this one. This is also from Quorum Publications. And this is the Quorum Besorot Harav Siddur. Okay, so this is an ultra-Orthodox siddur. And I'm going to show you a few other siddurim. This is published by Art Scroll. This is one of my favorites. This is called the Schottenstein Weekday in a Linear Siddur. Okay, so I'm going to show you. It's not a transliteration. I don't like transliterations. But it has where the Hebrew is very big. I like that because the vocalization of the Hebrew is generally underneath it or it's a dot, say, above it, and it's very little. Now, my eyes are not that good, but even when I had good eyes, it was always hard to read the Hebrew. So I like big letters. I like words that I can see what it says, and right below it, it has an English translation. And the Schottenstein is very, very good. So this is a weekday siddur. This is what I do my Amidah from. This is for Shabbat and for holy days. And so, again, this is a Schottenstein. And you can see. I'll start over here. I'm going to pass some of these around. And you can take a look at them. Okay, so let me get this art scroll. This is a regular art scroll. Now, here is the, let's talk about a hotel. How many of you have stayed at a hotel? I'm going to guess everybody in the room. Hotels, it doesn't matter if you're talking a Holiday Inn, a Comfort Inn, a Quality Inn, even a Days Inn. They're basically laid out the same. When you come in, there's no real big surprises. You have there's going to be the room, the lobby, and you check in, and generally they'll have a place that they're going to have either a coffee pot and some kind of bread next morning, or they'll have a full breakfast, but they'll have a swimming pool, they're going to have an elevator, the rooms are going to be basically the same. So you kind of know your way when you come into a hotel, regardless of which hotel it is. Same thing with the siddur. Once you learn the order of the siddur, you'll kind of learn the route that you take through the siddur, and it's not going to vary except on different little things from the basic floor plan. Okay, so once you master it, so here, it's going to be divided in what we call a complete siddur. Now, a complete siddur, let me show you the difference. This is a weekday siddur. Okay? And over there, I have an interlinear that is a weekday siddur. And then I have another one that's for Shabbat and festivals. Okay? So those are specialized siddurim. This is what we call a complete siddur. Okay, so what does that mean? A complete siddur is a siddur that has the weekday and Shabbat and holy days all combined into one. All right, so they're very easy to get around. It looks intimidating. It's not. So every siddur will have What do you do when you wake up in the morning? That's how it starts, is the early morning prayers. And they're all going to start with Modeani, the prayer that you do on waking up. It's going to have, right away, it's going to have the prayer you say on going to the bathroom. Then it's going to have the prayer for putting on the tallit and the tzitzit, or the tallit katan. Everybody know what I mean by tzitzit? Anybody don't know what tzitzit are? The fringes. And you wear a garment underneath. A lot of people will wear them out. Others wear them within. But you have a garment within. There's a blessing for putting that on. There's a blessing that you have when you put on a tallit. Okay? So these are all the very, very early morning. And then you have your preliminary prayers. You have the preliminary prayers. Part of the preliminary prayers is where you go through the karbanot and the incense and the praises, the pasukim de zimra. Then it goes up. And what do you think we would have after the preliminary prayers? The preliminary prayers. What comes next? Yes, but Shema, you have started what? Okay? What? Before we start Abidah. The Shachrit. Okay? You've got it. Is that we have prayers arising, preliminary prayers, and then we start the Shacharit. Now, the Shacharit is going to be divided into two sections. The two sections, first section is called the Kiryat Shema, okay? The Shema service. And so, it's basically, you're going to have some preliminary prayers, there's two of them, before you get to the Shema, and then you have the three passages of Scripture, the Ve'ahavta, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 going down through 9. Then you have another one from Deuteronomy chapter 11 and one from the book of Bamidbar, Numbers. Okay? Then we have two blessings following. Those blessings were part of what was done in the temple by the priest. Okay? They're very, very, they're not something that came along in the 1930s. They go back. They're part of the blueprint, part of the plan. Okay, so the next part of your service, you have the Shacharit starts, then we have the Shema service, then what's next? Yes, very good. You got it. I mean, the next part is the Abidah, okay? And so it's really simple. And it doesn't matter if you're in a Korin Siddur, you're in an Art Scroll Siddur, you're in Darren Siddur. They're going to all follow the same pattern. Now, on Shabbat, going to change a little. Okay? For instance, how many petitions do we have in the Amidah? Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's called Shemot Esrei. So how many is that? 18. All right? And there's actually 19. But on Shabbat, we don't pray all of those 19. We only pray 7. Why? Why do you think that is? Part of the Abidah is bringing your personal needs. And on Shabbat, we're not going to tend to our personal needs. We're not going to petition God for our personal needs. So we have the first three blessings, or first three petitions from the Abidah, from the weekday, and then we'll have one out of the middle section and the last three. There are 7. We're going to have a few extra areas that a few extra paragraphs and so forth that will go through on the Shabbat because it is the Sabbath. But basically, it's going to follow the same pattern, okay? So I want to show you a couple other things. These are maksarim. They're a maksor. Maksor means the same as siddur. It means order. Okay, but when we say a maksor, then a maksor is understood to be a special prayer book for a particular festival. Special prayer book for a particular festival. Now, your festivals begin when? When does Shabbat begin? It's going to begin at sundown, right? So your first service is called Ma'ariv. It means the evening service. Then the next morning, you will have... because of that, because this is a specialized siddur, then you have... This is the Ma'ariv service, right here. Here's where we have morning blessings. Because you had a service the previous evening, and now we're going to go through, here's the morning blessings upon arising. It's not the very first of the siddur, but in a maksor, it changes. And it's going to go through the order of what you're doing. Okay? So, here, this is a maksor for Rosh Hashanah. How many names do we have in the for the festival of Rosh Hashanah? It's called Rosh Hashanah, and it is a Rosh Hashanah. A lot of people say, oh, I don't want to call it that because it's not biblically called that. Yes, it is. You start counting the Shemitah on Tishri 1. It's a Rosh Hashanah for the seven-year cycles and the Jubilee. We have four different Rosh Hashanot during the year. Each of the festivals has multiple names. So Rosh Hashanah means head of the year. It's called Yom Torah, which is the day of the blowing of the trumpet, or the day of the shout. It's called Yom Hadid, the day of judgment. It is called Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. It's called Yom HaKiseh, the day of the throne or the day of concealment. We could go on. There are many, many different names for these festivals. Now, so this is a Rosh Hashanah Maksor. I have about 10 of these that I have for my family. This one, I read through it a few years ago, and I put marks, little sticky tabs, whatever you call them, at places that I wanted the mark to go back and look. So this is the Rosh Hashanah Maksor. This is a Yom Kippur Maksor. This is the service for Yom Kippur. Now we will read during Yom Kippur, or during Rosh Hashanah, we will go through that entire book from cover to cover. Yom Kippur will go through this book, cover to cover. There will be hardly anything that we do not read during that 25 hours. But we have plenty of time to do it because we're not going to be eating. Okay, so this is the Yom Kippur Maksor. This is the Sukkot Maksor. Okay, so Sukkot, we have Sukkot is going to be covered in this one. And I want to show you, I'm going to walk around, and I want to show you how this is done. But we have first day of Sukkot is a Yom Tov, right? What is a Yom Tov? It's a high Sabbath. It's a Mikre Kodesh, okay? So it has a Kedusha. It has that we can't do certain things on that day, and we are instructed to do other things. But when the 15th of Tishri is over, we go into the intermediate days. Now, they're called Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of the festival. People can go to their jobs. People can do all kinds of things because it doesn't have Kedusha. So I'm going to pass this around. And this is, you know, at the top of the page, it says Kabbalat Shabbat, Chol HaMoed. All right? So in other words, when Sabbath comes and it's done on the 15th day or on the 22nd day, the 22nd day is also High Sabbath. That's Shmini Atzeret. So in intermediate days. So learning the Maksor, and I want to just walk around and show you all this real quick. You can see up here where it has the Shabbat Ho Habuet, the intermediate days. So the Moxarim, what I would recommend, I want to give some recommendations next. What I would recommend is that you get first, you take the Siddur that Darren has made for you. Become familiar with it. Become familiar with, this is the order. Then get a full Siddur, a complete Siddur. Go through it. Go through the table of contents and then look at, you're going to see the preliminary prayers. You're going to see the Shacharit. You're going to see during the Shacharit, the Shema service, the Amidah, and then go on through during the weekday. It's going to have the Midah, and it's going to have the Shema service, and it's going to have the Amidah. Then it's going to start the Sabbath services. And learn this order, learn this navigation. What you want to do is achieve with the Siddur the same confidence that you have in going into any hotel in the land. It's an easy book to use if you just know how to do it. The biggest problem people have is they're afraid to pick it up. It's intimidating. They're afraid of making a mistake. Don't be afraid of making a mistake. Go towards it. Work with it. And then it'll bring blessings to you that you cannot begin to describe.